Episode 5. How to play the workability game. You see, playing the workability game is less like preparing a single meal and more like deciding to eat healthy, nutritious, and wholesome food on a regular basis. And, like any game, there is no one single thing to do, but rather multiple things that you need to repeat again and again. To play the workability game, you need to do 4 things. First, you need to recognize your choice points. To recognize your choice points, you need to ask yourself, am I acting out of the fear of making mistakes? Am I acting to protect myself from not being good enough or from any other negative story about myself? Am I acting based on a push to do things relentlessly without checking what is important in the long run? Second, you need to check in with your values. When encountering a choice point, ask yourself, what's truly important to me right now? How do I want to show up at this moment? How do I want to relate to myself? Every time you check in with your personal values, you are taking steps towards living a life with intention and fulfillment. Third, you need to accept that your dynamic mind is a busy one. Every time you pursue your dreams, goals, and aspirations with the degree of care you give to things that are important to you, your dynamic mind will naturally come armed with a lot of thoughts, options, worries, and what-if thoughts. It's not your fault or your mind's fault. It's just the nature of your protective and active mind. Fourth, you need to know what kind of game you are playing. Regularly, you need to take stock of which game you're playing. You can ask yourself, in this moment, am I playing the workability game? Or am I playing the game of doing things right and perfectly, no matter what? So to recap, you need to do 4 things. First, you need to recognize your choice points. Second, you need to check in with your values. Third, you need to accept that your dynamic mind is a busy one. Fourth, you need to know what kind of game you're playing. Playing the workability game is tremendously important because it offers you a way to do things your way, be yourself, and live a purposeful life. What are the benefits of playing the workability game? When you play the workability game, you will be able to figure out a way to make things happen with high standards and tons of caring, while getting a good night's sleep, evenings out with the people you care about, and regular exercise. You will be able to manage your worries about making mistakes or being seen as an imposter without wrestling with, battling, or spending unnecessary time on those thoughts. You will build the resilience, flexibility, and adaptability needed to deal with the unpredictable and uncertain world we live in. And every time you play the workability game, you develop a new mindset that helps you to focus on the things you deeply care about without negatively affecting other areas of your life. Super cool, right? Now, in the next episodes, you will learn extra and specific ACT micro skills to keep playing the workability game and do all the stuff that matters without losing yourself.